Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, talking about the Attorney General's race in Oklahoma in just a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Primary election day for Oklahoma, less than 4 weeks away. One of the statewide races drawing a lot of agricultural interest, the Attorney General's race. The incumbent, John O'Connor, being opposed in the Republican primary by Gentner Drummond. And looks like agriculture coming out squarely in favor of John O'Connor. That includes the members of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Board of Directors. So says Michael Kelsey, their Executive Vice President.
Back in our May board meeting, we went over the constitutional candidates, the statewide candidates, and our board unanimously supported Mr. O'Connor, Attorney General O'Connor. And so he invited us to come, and we wanted to be here. And we so appreciated that he chose the stockyard for this setting, and it just kind of, in our opinion, says something about him that he would do that he would come to us. Absolutely. In other words, and so it's been super good to work with him. He's been very receptive on many different fronts, whether it's the federal overreach that we're seeing within the federal government, waters of the U.S., et cetera, plus even on the state level. We've approached him about some county issues regarding tax policy and law. He's been very helpful in helping us understand those. So he's just been cooperative. He's been outreaching. He's just been working with us, and so it just kind of fit. And it was unanimous by our board. It makes it real easy in that sense. Who, in fact, we probably spent less time on this race than we did any of the others because our board was just so in tune with General O'Connor. And so it was a good fit for us. He's a good man. He'll do a great job as Attorney General, and so it made sense.
John O'Connor facing off against Gentner Drummond for the GOP nomination to be Attorney General. The winner of that race will face Libertarian Linda Steele in the November election. Meanwhile, 13 Republicans are running for the opportunity to fulfill the last 2 years of Senator Jim Inhofe's term in the U.S. Senate. It's almost certain that there'll be a Republican runoff in that race, and OCA looking at bringing those top two Republicans to their convention for a special forum in the third week of July.
We're probably most excited about the sense that we're right in the middle of the primary and the runoff. And so we're going to extend an invitation to the two Senate candidates, the Republican candidates who make the runoff. And so whoever those two people are, of course, there's a field of, 13 or so of them now. It's a big field right now. But whoever they two, we want them to come and have a forum, not a debate, but a forum, and introduce them to our members. But we're also going to just open that up to agriculture and invite our friends from Farm Bureau and AFR and et cetera, all the barnyard, to come in and just say, hey, let's meet the two candidates in a forum setting. We're real excited about that. And that'll be kind of one of the linchpins of the whole convention. But there'll be a lot of other opportunities as well. We're really excited about it.
OCA's annual convention, by the way, the 22nd, 23rd of July.
So it's that third weekend in July, that Friday and Saturday. Registration's open. You can go to our website. You can get registered. The hotel registration's open as well. That's the easiest way to get that done. We do encourage pre-registration. More than anything, it just helps us know how many plates to prepare for food. I mean, we like to eat, and it just helps us with pre-registration. Plus, you get a little bit of a cost break when you do that as well, because it helps us in terms of preparing for food and so forth. So it's open right now on the website. You can go get that done today.
OCA's Michael Kelsey. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.